from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, let me get to this, Clint, because you have been waiting. You have been talking about since Carlos Correa left, and now Maldonado kind of filled that void a bit last year, and he's gone. But since Correa left, you have been talking about Alex Bregman's got to be the guy to step in and feel the kind of the role of the guy that is the vocal leader. And because he seemed to be the one that had it in him. Just by their personality. Doesn't seem like that's an Altuve thing. Doesn't seem like that's a Kyle Tucker thing, an Alvarez thing. But it felt like that he would be the guy. And I don't know if he was going to be like Framber Valdez, taking a walk around the mound, and then bam, right in his face is Carlos Correa to give him some words of wisdom. But it looks like this is starting to come about. There's a story in Athletic, Chandler Rome here. And he talked about the leadership skills and Alex Bregman starting to embrace what you were talking about. He talked about a situation, a lot of young pitchers are saying Alex is coming through on this. He talked about a situation and an example with Spencer Arrigetti. He said after Arrigetti had fired four scoreless innings before falling apart in the fifth, it sent the right-hander searching for answers. Alex Bregman had won but first sought to understand how Arrigetti arrived to one decision he made. Throwing a slider anywhere in the strike zone to Luis Roberts of the White Sox is ill-advised. Arrigetti did it anyway, and the White Sox center fielder crushed it for a run-scoring double in a game they played on June 13th. This is what happened when they got into the dugout. Bregman found Arrigetti, or he found Arrigetti on the team plane, and said, "Hey, man, why do you throw that pitch?" Arrigetti said, "I don't know, man. It just felt good, and I just felt good about it." Bregman brought out one of his iPads to Arrigetti's seat and said, "Look here. Luis Robert punishes any slider in the strike zone. It doesn't matter what kind it is," Bregman told him. "Short, slow, sweeper, whatever you want to call it." He said, "You probably shouldn't throw that pitch anymore." Then Arrigetti said, "That is when it really opened my eyes." Arrigetti said recently, "I pitch a lot on how I feel about things sometimes rather than the opposite. Up until this point in my career, that's how I've thrown the ball. If I feel confident about it, I'm going to throw it." So he addressed him about the pitch he threw, about what was going on, and then told him, "Man, you might want to change up how you're doing things." So I know you have been waiting for Alex Bregman to take more of a leadership role on, and it looks like he is doing it with young pitchers, and that story from Arrigetti is one that maybe proves what you're hoping he would do.
I absolutely love it. And now that story specifically, I love the Bregman aspect. Like I think Bregman has to if it's out of his comfort zone or whatever, he's got to be the guy. I mean, it's got to be an everyday player, and it needs to be a guy that can relate to everybody, that's been around long enough, and Bregman just seems he's in close quarters with the pitcher playing third base. I mean, it just seems like that is the natural way to go, and I'm that is music to my ears to hear that. Now, on the other hand, I wonder if Spencer Arrigetti is out there throwing sliders to a hitter that crushes sliders. Somebody ain't studying,
or who's all agreeing with that?
I mean,
catcher and from everything. Yeah,
but look, it's two young players. We talked about this could be a problem. But if you're a coach in the dugout and you're paying attention to what the hell's going on, I mean, how do you not meet
the team's best hitter? Yeah.
How do you not meet Arrigetti at the foul line and on the baseline and go, "Hey, man, what the hell was that all about? Why would you throw to a slider to a guy that the scouting report says don't ever throw a slider to him? Like, that's the scary part to me about where the Astros are. Yes, you've got a really young catcher that cannot manage the game nowhere near what obviously Maldonado could, and you're having to lean into three really, really young pitchers. And let's be honest, Framber Valdez has been known to call an audible and it not work out real well this year too.
Yeah.
Like, how is there not somebody not named Bregman on a team plane holding those guys accountable about the decisions that they make?
But at least he is, because I don't know who would have if he didn't.
Yeah, now I need Bregman to take that same approach with Framber. You know what I mean? Like, I need Bregman to take that same approach with everybody on the squad. But that's I love to hear it from Bregman. But boy, that is at the major league level with a team that is the cream of the crop in Major League Baseball for the last 7-8 years. It's mind boggling to think that a young pitcher that's just trying to hang on, man. He's got electric stuff, that somebody on a pitch to pitch basis isn't going, why would you throw that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.